Hi friend, welcome to Breathwork with Blake Spencer. I will be your facilitator today, taking you through this very extraordinary and powerful breathwork practice. Breathwork is extremely valuable for bringing calmness into the body, releasing stress and tension, both emotionally and physically, and releasing any stuck energy that may be in the body. First, we'll start by setting our space. So you'll need space to lie down in. You'll need a space where no one will bother you for the next 20 minutes. You'll need to make sure that you're lying flat on the ground and that there's nothing underneath the head, no pillows. As sometimes with this work, your body can get very cold, so a blanket can be handy. If you have any essential oils that you'd like to use, anything that will make this practice more comfortable for you, I would encourage you to grab. It also can be really beneficial to have a journal by your side so that you can write down anything that comes up during the session. So I'll start by explaining the practice and the process and some things that you can expect when doing this work. Your hands might get really tight. You might get lobster claws. That's totally normal. Your mouth might get really tight. That's also very normal. You might feel a tingling sensation all over the body and the head. You might yawn. There's a lot of physical things that can happen with the body when doing this breath work, and all of it is totally normal. And I want to remind you that your body is incredibly safe and resilient, and that you are literally just breathing. You are only bringing breath into your body, and that's it, that's all. So staying in that place of reminding yourself that your body is safe, we'll start. And if you need a moment to set your space, please go ahead and pause me. So you'll start by lying down. The feet are not crossed, the hands are by your side. Hands face up, open to receive. If you'd like to put something over your eyes, that can be very helpful. I always encourage people not to open their eyes through this work. So you're going to start by just taking a cleansing breath. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Good, deep inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Good. One more like that. Deep breath in through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. So this breath pattern is done all in and out of the mouth. And it's called a two-part breath. And it's a deep breath into the belly. Deep breath into the chest, into the heart space, and an exhale. So it's done all in and out of the mouth, and we will start our breath together. It will sound like this. And continuing like that, finding your own pace and your own rhythm with it. Some people like to take it really fast so that it sounds like this. And some people like to take this breath practice a little bit slower. Both are perfect. Whatever you choose is best for you. Know that if at any point this breathwork gets too intense, you can just gently breathe in and out through the nose. Taking some deep breaths in. And on the exhale, just letting it all go. And just starting to connect with your body, noticing how it feels against the earth as you're bringing this breath practice into the body. noticing how you feel, noticing if you're feeling any resistance or any tension, and breathing into those spaces of tension and resistance. Breathing all in and out of the mouth, deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. You're doing awesome. Stay with the breath. And on the count of three, we'll say together, my body is safe. One, two, three. My body is safe. Good. Don't forget that throughout this entire practice. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. You're doing awesome. Beginning to call in any guides that you may be working with. Whoever that is for you. For me, it's the hawk of protection, the crow with the messages, the strength and the gentleness of the deer, the kundalini energy of the snake. So just calling in your guides, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, whoever resonates with you, asking that this work be done with ease and grace, and that you receive help and guidance while you doing this work. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. You're doing so awesome. Just stay with the breath practice. If any resistance, any discomfort is coming up, just keep breathing through it. Know that your body is safe. Know that whatever is arising for you is perfect. Remembering that you are exactly where you are supposed to be in this very moment. That it is not selfish to care for yourself or take this time out for yourself. You deserve this. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. Keep breathing. You're doing amazing. Stay with it. And if your head is getting tingly, your face is getting tingly, know that that's normal. You'll probably feel it in the hands first and the feet first, and that's just the energy awakening in the body. We have all of these meridians in our body according to Chinese medicine, and these meridians carry energy, qi, into the body, into the different parts of the body, and so the hands, the feet, and the face are what I find starts to awaken first. Continuing with those deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. Keep using the breath to get into the body, to release the thoughts of what you should be doing, where else you should be, that text you sent, just let it all go. Release, release, release. With every exhale, we surrender deeper and deeper, coming to a place of surrender with this work. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. Keep breathing, you're doing awesome. And we are going to take 10 deep heart breaths together, all into the chest. And it's going to sound like this. And you can place your hand on your heart so that you know that you're breathing into the chest and breathing into the heart. And the reason that we do this is to open up the heart space. So deep breath into the heart. One. Two, opening the heart. Three, keep breathing. Four, it's safe to open the heart. Five, six, seven, you're doing great. Eight, nine, 10, and take a deep breath in. Hold that breath at the top. Keep holding the breath, noticing the energy, how it feels in the body, seeing if you can relax into the hold. Keep holding. Hold, hold, hold. Let yourself relax in the holds. Keep holding. You're doing wonderful. And when you're ready, you can release the breath. Giving yourself a moment. Letting yourself relax, feeling the energy maybe vibrating in your body. And if you're not, that's okay too. Just meeting yourself where you're at in this moment. Knowing that you are exactly as you're supposed to be. Remembering that your body is safe. Remembering that you're healthy and well and perfect as you are. And as your body starts to relax a little bit more and you're sinking deeper and deeper into the earth below you, take a moment to connect to Mama Earth, feeling her healing energy, feeling her support, being held by the Mother. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mama Earth. And we'll start back with that two-part breath. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. And we are just getting past what my teacher calls the work phase. The work phase is where we're getting over the hump of feeling like this breath is really difficult and you can't believe you're being asked to do this. So I'm just going to keep encouraging you to stay with the breath, deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. And if you have the space available and it feels good to you, feel free to make some sounds. A lot of times as we start this work, the energy gets caught in the throat because we haven't been speaking our truth. And so just allowing yourself to make some noises, whether it's grunts or oohs or ahs or toning, ha, ha, whatever sound you need to make. Maybe it's some laughter or maybe some tears need to come out. Whatever it is for you, and knowing that exactly as you need to show up right now is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Continuing with those deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. You're doing awesome. Just stay with the breath. And taking in 5% more air. Noticing where you're feeling the energy in your body. And breathing into that space. Wherever you're feeling the energy. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, and maybe you need to move your body a little bit. Maybe you're gently tapping the feet and the hands against the earth just to get some things out. Good, stay with it. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. And as you begin to build this energetic charge in your body might be feeling a little intense. You might be like, whoa, this is powerful. This is crazy. Yes, it is that. And keep breathing. You've got this. You're strong. You're powerful. And you can release what no longer serves. And that's what this practice is all about. Really moving the energy in the body that isn't serving any longer, that doesn't need to be there, that doesn't need to be stuck or stagnant. With every inhale, we bring in grace and ease, and with every exhale, we release what no longer serves with compassion and gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, but I don't need this any longer. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. Keep using the breath. You're doing wonderful. And really encouraging and inviting yourself to be however you need to be, to show up exactly as you need to show up, and knowing that that is absolutely perfect. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. Keep staying with it. You're doing the work and you're doing awesome, and you should be proud of yourself for showing up. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. Stay with it. Doing awesome. And we'll come back into 7 more heart breaths, all into the heart, all into the chest. And if you need to place your hand on your heart once again, please do so. And ready, 1. Good. 2. Opening the heart. 3. It's safe to open your heart. 4. Beautiful. 5. 6. 7. And take a deep breath in. Hold that breath at the top. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And I'll tell you when to release. Keep holding. Keep knowing that you're safe. Feeling the energy pulsate in the body. Let it feel good. Let it be painless. Keep holding. Keep holding. And whenever you're ready, you can let yourself release. Allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper into the earth below you, connecting deeper and deeper to Mama Earth, letting her take all that no longer serves you. Mama Earth is an amazing composter and an amazing recycler. Allow her to take all that no longer serves. Allowing yourself to melt and relax and release. And as you're ready, you can come into our last round of 2-part breath. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. Taking in 5% more air. This is our last few minutes of breath. If you have something that you're ready to release and something that you're ready to let go of, now is the time. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. Keep staying with it. This is the time to remember that this breath work can be playful and joyful and painless. And so if you can, allow yourself to make a little sound, make a little laughter, and maybe it's super contrived and that's okay. Whatever kind of laughter wants to come up and out. And if you can't get any laughter, at least a smile, put a smile on your face. And maybe just laugh at how silly you sound and at how seriously you're taking it. And remember that life doesn't have to be so serious all the time. And it's okay to have fun and connect with your inner child and your innocence and your playfulness. And then coming back to the breath, deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest. Just seeing where the energy is in your body. And maybe there's a story connected to where you're holding on and where there's tension. And maybe you want to go into that story and maybe you don't. And you get to choose whatever needs to be released And if there is anything that you're working up against, send it some love, send it some compassion. Maybe you place your hands on your body wherever you're feeling the feels. Maybe that's on your belly and your heart. And just send yourself some love, send yourself some compassion. Remember that you're perfect. Remember that you are so beautiful. Deep breath into the belly, deep breath into the chest, all in and out of the mouth. Keep staying with it. Keep using the breath. You're doing awesome. Letting it go moment by moment. Meeting yourself where you're at. Tuning into what your body needs and giving yourself that. Connecting to the body. Knowing that it's safe to connect to your body. Remembering to ask for help, to ask for guidance. Beautiful. Stay with the breath. Keep breathing. And we'll come and do our last 10 heart breaths, all into the chest, all into the heart, placing both hands on the heart. Ready, one. Breathing into the chest, two. Safe to open the heart, three. Beautiful, keep breathing, four. Five. Six. It's safe to love, seven. Coming into unconditional love, eight, nine, 10. Take a deep breath in. Hold it at the top. Sip in one more little bit of air. And a little bit more. And holds. Hold for as long as you'd like, for as long as you need, listening to the body, listening to what it needs and what's best for you right now in this very moment, because only you know. Connecting to that space of inner knowing, feeling the energy pulsate throughout the body, and as you're ready, let yourself release. And really allowing yourself to melt and sink into the earth. Now's the time to relax. The work is over. Feeling your body sinking deeper and deeper. Letting Mama Earth take all that no longer serves you. Surrender, surrender, surrender. And beginning to imagine that you're lying in a big white puffy cloud. And the cloud is holding you in all the spaces that you need to be held. And you feel the warmth of the sun on your body. And you feel the wind, the gentle breeze. You're the perfect temperature and you're sinking deeper and deeper into your cloud. Letting go, letting go. Surrendering to the safety of this moment. Let yourself just let go. Keep sinking deeper and deeper. Continuing to release the thoughts, release what no longer serves, release the tension. Come back to a space of love.
Come back to a space of abundance, of feeling empowered and embodied. Coming back to the remembrance that you are perfect, that you are so loved and so held and so protected. Continuing to release, knowing that I will wake you when the time has come. Knowing that all is well. Letting go of the breath pattern. Letting go of the space of trying to create and control. Just letting go. Knowing it's safe to fully let go. Knowing that it's safe to be vulnerable. Keep allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper into your puffy white cloud. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Letting go, releasing all that no longer serves. And if you're ready to come back into the space, I invite you to make some gentle movements in the fingers and toes. Maybe taking a few circles with the ankles and wrists. Beginning to bring life back into your body, taking some deep breaths in through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Ah, deep breath in through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Ah, you can bring the arms up overhead, taking a nice morning stretch, pressing down through the feet. Just moving your body in any way that serves you in this moment. And then gently rolling to the right or left side. Placing your top hand into the earth. And once again connecting to that Mama Earth energy. Pressing gratitude into Mama Earth for holding the space for you. For loving you and honoring you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all our beautiful guides for being present with us, for assisting us in this work. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And being gentle with yourself, you can press yourself up into a seated, comfortable position and taking some time to reintegrate, maybe writing down some notes. Getting yourself feeling grounded, it might be helpful to name some of the colors and objects in the room. Giving yourself the time that you need. And coming back into your awareness. Thank you so much for allowing me to guide and facilitate you in this work. I'm so grateful to the gift of breath, and I will talk with you soon. Big hug and lots of love.